serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
We know that getting here on a Saturday at 9:30 is not always easy, and probably you had someplace else to go today that you could have gone, but you came here, and we're so glad that you did. Okay, well, I think it's time for me to have the honor and the pleasure to introduce our speaker. And our speaker comes to us from Utah, and it was cold when she, in fact, it was freezing when she left Salt Lake City on Wednesday. And so she got off the airplane, and she was all bundled up and cold, and I mean, it just looked like she had really come from the North Pole. And so I made her start kind of realizing that we were warm in Texas that day. Now, we have gotten a little cold today, but anyway, it's good to have Vicki here. I've known Vicki for many years. I've done a lot of service with Vicki and have been to in her home, and she's been in mine a couple of times. And it's just wonderful, the OA friends that we make when we do service. So she's going to talk about that sometime today as well. But there's just nothing like it, being able to pick up the phone and call an OA person in Utah or California or Israel or, you know, wherever. Because when you do service at many levels, you have friends all over. And Vicki's one of my dear friends. And Vicki, come on up, and we're going to turn this over to you.
I'm going to pass the pictures around. Someone told me once, when I came into OA, I couldn't put two sentences together. At my first couple of months, I would share like this. Now you can't shut me up. But someone early in my recovery told me that this is how you share at a meeting. First you join the group. Then you talk about something that's happening right now that you're working your program around and how you're working your program. And then you talk about gratitude. So in trying to join the group, I'm passing my pictures around so that you can see I belong here. And also, in joining the group, when I first started OA and I read the Lifeline Sampler, one of the stories that touched my heart was Welcome Home. And I can share on every single passage in Welcome Home. So to join the group, I've passed around little sheets of paper, and I've asked a few people to read. So if you could read and realize that every one of these things are relates to my experience. So read loud, whoever one is.
Okay. Have you ever wished you could lose 10 pounds, 20, 40, 100, or more? Have you ever wished that once you got it off, you could keep it off? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. Number two, have you sometimes felt out of step with the world, like a homeless orphan without a place where you really belong? Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Verse 3. Have
you ever wished your family would get to work or school so that you could get busy eating? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. Have you ever awakened first thing in the morning and felt happy because you remembered that your favorite goodie was waiting for you in the fridge or in the cupboard? Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Number 5. Have you ever looked up at the stars and wondered what an insignificant person like you is doing in the world anyway? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. Have you ever cooked, bought, or baked for your family and then eaten everything yourself so that you wouldn't have to share? We know you in OA because we are you. Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
7. Have you ever children and salesperson in the store whose lips spoke a thousand words as you tried on clothes? Because they were thin, because they wanted you to be thin, and because you were forced to diet to please them or shut them up or make them eat their words and their lips? We welcome you to OA. Welcome home. 10. Have you ever sobbed out your misery in the dark night because no one loved or understood you? Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Number 11. Have you ever felt that God, if God existed at all, made the biggest mistake by creating you? Can you see that this is where such feelings get turned around? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. Number 12. Have you ever wanted to get on a bus and just keep going without ever once looking back? Or did you do it? Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
13. Have you ever thought the whole world is a mess and if they would just think and act like you, the world would be a lot better off? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. 14. Have you ever thought that OA people must be a little nuts? That they might be compulsive overeaters, but you just have a weight problem which you can take care of beginning tomorrow? They might be one bite from insane eating, but you're just a little or a lot overweight. Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Number 15. Have you ever told anyone who would listen how great you are, how talented, how intelligent, how powerful, all the time knowing they would never believe it because you didn't believe it? Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Number 16. Have you ever lost all your weight and then found that you were thin and unhappy instead of fat and unhappy? Welcome to OA. Welcome home. Number 17. Have you ever worn a mask or hundreds of masks because you were sure that if you shared the person you really are, no one could ever love or accept you? We accept you in OA. May we offer you a home?
Number 18. Overeaters Anonymous extends to all of you the gift of acceptance. No matter who you are, where you come from, or where you are heading, you're welcome here. No matter what you have done or failed to do, what you have felt or haven't felt, where you have slept or with whom, who you have loved or hated, you may be sure of our acceptance. We accept you as you are, not as you would be if you could melt yourself and mold yourself and shape yourself into what other people think you should be. Only you can decide what you want to be.
Number 19, but we will help you work for the goals you set, and when you are successful, we will rejoice with you when you slip. We will tell you that we are not failures just because we sometimes fail, and we'll hold out our arms with love and stand beside you as you pull yourself back up and walk on again to where you are heading. You'll never have to cry alone again, unless you choose to. Number 20, sometimes we fail to be all that we should be, and sometimes we aren't there to give you all you need from us. Accept our imperfection too. Love us in return and help us in our sometimes falling, failing. That's what we are in OA, imperfect, but trying. Let's rejoice together in our effort and in the assurance that we can have a home if we want one. Welcome to OA. Welcome home.
Thank you. Now you know my story in a nutshell. according to our agenda, which I assure you is not scripture, we're going to do a little brainstorming activity, and I need two people to help be scribes. Two people. Okay, Sharon and
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, can you come help me, please? Both of you. Okay, there's a little Sharpie on each little speaker. What I would like us to do is, in thinking about the word abstinence, we're just going to have a brainstorming activity, and I want to hear from you what you think, what is abstinence? And just real short little verse, and Jacqueline will do the first one, and Sharon the second, and Jacqueline the third. I have found that when I try to write myself and when I try to write fast, I'm very illegible, so I'm trying to be kind. So it's just Jacqueline, and then Sharon, and so as you do it, that's what we're going to do. So now, what do you think about abstinence? Yes?
Sticking to a plan of eating.
Sticking to a plan of eating. Who else? Yes?
Discipline.
Discipline. Who else?
No sugar.
No sugar.
I can do it. I'll know.
Honesty.
Honesty.
Choosing wisely.
You have choosing wisely, Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next? Yes.
Spiritual contentment.
Yes.
Refraining.
Refraining. Next.
Healthy food.
Healthy food, that's Sharon's. Oh. Okay, who's next? Yes.
Willingness.
Willingness, that's Jacqueline's.
Determination.
Determination, that's Sharon's. Yes.
Nourishment.
Nourishment, that's Jacqueline's. Anyone else?
Confused.
Hmm? Yes.
Commitment.
Commitment. I heard someone.
Peace.
Peace. Anyone else?
Way of life.
Way of life. That's.
Oh, I thought I had peace. Sorry.
Okay. Way of life. Well, you know.
Clarity.
Clarity. Yes.
Joy.
Joy.
One day at a time.
Joy.
One day at a time. Yes.
301. 301, Jacqueline.
We're imperfect, but trying.
For me, 301.
It was Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay. Just do one at a time.
There was a question. What's 301?
301. Okay, 301. Three meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time.
Oh.
Yes.
Variety of definitions.
Oh, that's your...
Right.
Okay. Variety of definitions. Anyone else? If I say... Abstinence, what comes to mind? Yes, Pat. Gratitude.
Success.
Success.
One day at a time.
One day at a time is up there.
Oh.
Feeling good about myself.
Feeling good about myself. I think that's Jacqueline, I think.
Nourishment with life in between.
Okay.
Spirituality.
Spirituality.
Was that Jacqueline? Spirituality.
Anyone else?
Food plan.
Food plan. Do we have plan of eating? No.
There's a plan.
Sticking to a plan of eating.
Okay, just the plan of eating, food plan. Anyone else? Okay, thank you, ladies. Now, for this next part, I would like a couple of definitions. One is the definition of abstinence. And that is on your little page number one, like the second paragraph from the bottom right there. Delegates to the 2011 World Service Business Conference approved changes to the statement on abstinence and recovery, which currently reads, Abstinence in Overeaters Anonymous is the action of refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. Spiritual, emotional, and physical recovery is the result of living the Overeaters Anonymous 12-step program. That's the definition for abstinence. Now, the plan of eating definition is toward the top of the page, right there. And it says, the definition of abstinence is the same for all members. but the details of the plan of eating for each member may differ depending on what compulsive food behaviors we engage in while practicing our disease, such as overeating, undereating, and purging. A plan of eating is a tool to help the OA member to maintain abstinence, i.e., to refrain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to work towards or maintain a healthy body weight. There are as many plans of eating in OA as there are members and may change over time for each member. And the Dignity of Choice pamphlet has samples of some of the many plans of eating OA members use. Now, to that goal, we're going to say blue is abstinence, and green is plan of eating, and orange is neither one or both. One or both. One or whatever. One. Neither one. We'll say neither one. So, we'll start over here with Jacqueline. Sticking to a plan of eating. What is that?
Green.
So green is plan of eating. So we're going to circle that in green. No sugar. Is it abstinence or is it?
It is for me.
It's green.
Well, then, okay. Abstinence is something that's the same for everybody. Okay. And plan of eating is something that's individual.
Okay.
Choosing wisely.
Can you tell us what the colors are for again?
Okay, green is for food.
Okay.
Blue is for true blue abstinence. And orange is neither.
So it's blue.
The blue.
Green is for veggies. Refraining. Willingness. Feeling good about myself.
Orange.
Orange. Nourishment. Orange. One day at a time.
Both.
You think it's one day at a time is both? Are blue or green? What?
I think it's blue and green.
Blue, green.
I think it's orange.
It's either.
English orange.
Gratitude. Green. Green is for a plan of eating. Blue is for abstinence, and orange is neither one.
Neither one.
Still good, but neither one.
Orange.
Spirituality.
Orange.
Over to Sharon.
Ha ha ha.
spiritual contentment.
Orange.
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 Healthy food.
Green.
Determination.
Orange.
Blue.
I forgot the colors. Determination. Okay, I'll tell you what. I hate it.
Orange.
Variety of definitions. Success.
An individual.
Orange.
It's individuals.
So I've heard both.
Orange.
Green and orange. Is it more green or more orange?
Orange.
Nourishment with life in between.
Green.
Green. Green plant.
So in looking at this, what do you think you gather from it? Is there anything, any insights? What do you think?
If I were achieving action, I would be doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why we have different opinions, because we're all at different levels of abstinence, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I want to get to today is the difference between a plan of eating and abstinence, because this is an abstinence workshop, not so much a plan of eating workshop. So what is the difference, do you think, maybe in your life, between abstinence and a plan of eating? And some of these things that are orange come out of both of them. And so, like you said, some of these things are kind of sort of, do you know what a Venn diagram is? Does everybody know what a Venn diagram? Okay. We shall demonstrate Venn diagram.
A what?
You've seen them, you just don't know the name.
A Venn diagram, if this is abstinence, and this is plan of eating.
That's a Venn diagram.
Some things are only here, some things are here, and some things are in here, and there are some things that are out here.
So, I think for me, I have several pet peeves in my life, and one of them is when people spell my name with a Y or an IE. It's V-I-C-K-I. That's one. And the other is when people say, what is your abstinence, when they're asking, what is your plan of eating? Because they're not the same. There are no abstinent foods and non-abstinent foods. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on sugar, white flour, broccoli. No, there's no food every abstinent person eats, and there's no food that no abstinent person eats. So what I'm trying to get to is, for you, how do you differentiate between abstinence and plan of eating?
If I'm abstinent,
Hi, Sharon.
My plan of eating is that I eat four meals and a planned snack.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes two, depending how long my day is, each day. My plan of eating is also that those meals or snacks have certain elements, an outline of whether it's a protein, a starch, a fruit, a vegetable. So that's what my plan of eating looks like. My abstinence, what works for me is that I have to avoid crazy making in my head. The crazy making that I could participate in is either fear, anger, loneliness, resentment, any of those things that make me wallow in some sort of misery or put myself above other people. I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's participating in a story that I make up in my mind that doesn't necessarily have its basis in reality. And the bottom line of any of those stories is that I feel either bad enough or related enough that I get to eat over it. So, yeah. So my abstinence is being aware of what I think,
mm-hmm.
and how I'm feeling, and asking God for help with all that, and asking other people for help with all that.
Yes.
My abstinence has more to do with my spiritual condition, and plan of eating has to do with mechanics.
I like that definition. Thank you. Very simple.
Abstinence is a general commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Abstinence for me is avoiding behaviors that cause me to go off of my plan of eating, to avoid those behaviors. And then it also includes avoiding certain binge foods, too.
Thank you. Avoiding the behaviors that, abstinence is avoiding behaviors that take you away from your plan of eating. Anyone else? Abstinence is a gauge where you are with your program? Or which one, plan of eating or abstinence? Abstinence is a gauge of where you are in your program. When I first came into OA in April of 1996, abstinence was a tool. And not long after that, the World Service Business Conference changed abstinence to plan of eating as the tool. And what do you think is the significance of that change? They changed the name of the tool from abstinence to plan of eating. So, yes.
Plan of eating is a means of achieving abstinence.
Plan of eating is a means of achieving abstinence. Anyone else have a thought of why would what was significant about the shift in the change name of the tool?
Because abstinence is what you're aiming for. Mm-hmm. Plan of eating is the tool in which you achieve your goal.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
I don't know. Abstinence has a spiritual component. A plan of eating has maybe less of a spiritual component.
It has a physical component.
A plan of eating is the physical component, and abstinence is the spiritual component. Jacqueline, do you have your hand up, or are you stretching?
Okay,
well, I wanted to make sure. I thought you were stretching, but I didn't know for sure.
I don't know why the World Service Organization would change it, but I'd imagine because, like, we're just talking simply as far as the wording, maybe a little more clear to people that a plan is required versus just knowing what you need to abstain from.
All of the tools require action. And abstinence is result, not the action.
So the tools are action, and maybe abstinence is a state of being?
The result
of the action.
Of all those.
Abstinence is the consequence of the action.
Of all the tools.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone else have a thought? Okay, I'm throwing mine out. And this is the gospel according to Vicki. Tools are optional, just like jumping out of an airplane. The parachute's optional, but the tools are optional. You know, I live in rural Utah. My closest meeting is an hour away, and gas is expensive. My husband's out of work. I don't go to face-to-face meetings. I go to telephone meetings, but I have no face-to-face meetings. I can be abstinent without meetings. Sometimes when I'm traveling and I don't have cell service, I can't make phone calls. I can be abstinent without phone calls. Sometimes, even though I have a plan of eating, step two says being restored to sanity, but sometimes sanity means I let go of the plan of eating for a short time because it's more sane to do something else. You know, if my plan of eating is 301, maybe there might be times when 4 makes more sense than 3, or if I'm flying, 2 might make more sense than 3. So I'm not getting so wrapped up in the mechanics of it, and but I can let go of any tool and be abstinent, including the plan of eating, but that one's more difficult. But, tools are all optional. And I can be abstinent without any one of them if life presents that. Thanks. Any other thinking, thoughts? Yes. Abstinence is a gift from God. Let's go get the water. So I wanted to end this first session. I think we're quite early.
We could take a quick break.
Yeah, I was going to. Let's break now. And I was looking for my. What time is it? 10:35. Let's take 15 minutes. So.